So what do a cross, a red bandana, a lost sheep, and our Sunday school have in common? Well, 15 years ago today, on September 11, 2001, I was the brand new pastor of Hope Evangelical Lutheran Church in Middleborough. And on that day, just a few days after I had begun my ministry, in a few short hours, as the Twin Towers fell, the Pentagon burned, and Flight 93 crashed from the sky, the world changed forever. 2,996 lives, each one precious to God, were snuffed out that day. I still remember the shock, the devastation, the fear, the terrible uncertainty, and that feeling of vulnerability. There was little I could do but pray. And I did a lot of praying that day, and I know countless others did the same. But there were some who did more than that. On that same fateful morning, a 24-year-old equities trader named Wells Crowther was at his job on the 104th floor of the South Tower of the World Trade Center when an airplane crashed into his building in the floors below him. Acting quickly and decisively as the athlete and volunteer firefighter that he was, he began to usher others to safety, including an injured woman that he carried down the stairs to a lower floor on his back. But bringing those to safety was not enough. Turning around, making multiple trips, he was able to lead at least 18 people to safety. He could have escaped himself numerous times, but he chose to stay to save others. He was known simply as the man in the red bandana. The red bandana which he always carried with him every day of his life as a memento from his father. The red bandana that he had taken out and wrapped around his nose and mouth to shield him from the smoke. 6 months later, his body was discovered in the ruins of the South Tower lobby with the firefighters and emergency workers who also chose to stay and perished with him. Are you seeing the connection now between the cross, the red bandana, the lost sheep? There wasn't just one lost sheep that day, but thousands who needed to be saved. And there wasn't just one shepherd in his red bandana, but hundreds who were ready and willing to lay down their lives to bring as many as possible to safety, including my nephew, Jeffrey, who was ordered by one of them to run from the building just moments before the tower came down. Jeff, who is alive today because they decided to stay. Every single one of them was bearing the Holy Cross that day, whether they knew it or not. They counted the cost. They paid the price of love willingly. On this Holy Cross Day, we remember the one who himself could have saved himself, but instead chose to lay down his life to bring you and me and all of his lost sheep to safety. On this 15th anniversary of September 11, we remember all those who perished that day, those who died without a choice, those who chose to stay for the sake of others, and even those who chose to carry out those attacks at the cost of their own lives. Every one of them were deeply loved and unspeakably precious to the one who willingly gave his life for us all. On this rally day, as we kick off a new Sunday school season, install our teachers and staff, we remember that every single child in this congregation and in the Manchester community is equally loved, equally precious to God, and equally deserving of the very best that we can do to reach each and every one of them with the good news of what God has done for us on that holy cross. That's why Emmanuel Lutheran Church has been here beside this old oak tree for more than 250 years. That's why Jesus has been sending out his disciples now for nearly 2,000 years. There are still lost sheep out there who need to be brought back into the fold. Jesus has not given up yet, and he will not give up until all his sheep have been restored to the fold. And if Jesus hasn't given up yet, neither will we. No matter what hardships or difficulties we may face as we do our very best to reach all the children Jesus has entrusted to us, from the very youngest all the way up to Hazel on her 100th birthday, we will not give up. Now, although our work as Sunday school teachers and staff and learners may not be as obviously heroic as the heroes of 9/11, including the man in the red bandana, we too will carry our cross and give our all for the lost sheep who still need to be saved, who need to be brought back home. When I was in the car on the other day on my way back from one of my pastoral visits, I happened to listen in on the interview of a writer who also taught writing at a college. And he was asked, well, how do you teach someone to write? And he replied, he said, the most important thing about writing is not being able to produce a well-crafted sentence, not being able to create memorable characters. It's not being able to invent an engrossing plot. The most important gift in writing is not stopping. He said there are so many people who have begun to write something and then have stopped partway through. The thing about writing, he says, is you have to keep on writing. That's the secret. Everything else, he said, falls into place. It's the same with Jesus. It was the same with the man in the red bandana. He was not stopping until he had brought everyone to safety that he possibly could. Jesus is still not stopping to bring all of his lost ones home and working through all of us to do that. Emmanuel Lutheran Church has done a pretty good job of not stopping over 250 years, and we're still at our work. And we're not going to stop by the grace of God until all of his children are brought home. In Jesus' name, amen.